The Caribbean nation of Haiti and the death toll there from that powerful earthquake has risen sharply to more than 1,200. Haitian officials say at least 5,700 others are injured following yesterday's 7.2 magnitude quake. The prime minister has declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country, and crews are rushing to rescue survivors as Tropical Depression Grace is expected to hit the island within the next couple of days. The U.S. Coast Guard is aiding in the rescue and recovery efforts, flying doctors and nurses into the affected areas. Images released by the military show crews carrying injured Haitians out of helicopters to receive medical treatment. Haiti is still recovering from an earthquake in 2010 that killed more than 200,000 people. And we do have a crew on the ground in Haiti right now. News Nation reporter Hawker Vanguard from our station WJZY just landed, and he has an update on some of the relief efforts happening right now.
On the ground here in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, we have the Douglas DC-8 right here behind me, operated by Samaritan's Purse. They're based in Greensboro, North Carolina, and they've brought more than 31 tons of humanitarian aid to Haiti, this island in crisis right now. We have everything on board, from medical supplies, fresh drinking water, and most importantly, shelter. It will all be taken off board, cleared through customs, and placed aboard smaller aircraft just like this one here. Smaller, older aircraft that serve as an essential lifeline here in Haiti. As you can hear, we also have many helicopters overhead. This one from the United States Coast Guard, bringing more people, humanitarians, and supplies. As we go throughout the day, we'll have more updates for you. Until then, I'm Hawker Vanguard in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.